The High Cost of Karma. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It is a Twilight Zone moment. This weekend marks exactly 7 years since the start of the Iraq War. And it also marks the weekend that a huge health care reform package is probably going to pass. It shows there's a weird type of political karma going on. The Iraq War represented conservatives getting their way. And they will argue that for all the warnings of a quagmire and doom and gloom, Iraq just had a free election and, with any luck, is on the road to becoming a stable, if somewhat corrupt, democracy. And now comes health care reform, representing a victory for progressives or liberals or the non-conservatives, whatever you want to call them, who will also argue that despite the dire predictions, Americans will come to realize the benefits of a more stable health care system that can't reject you for being sick or charge you more than you can afford. Now, as for paying for these things, the Iraq War wasn't paid for. There was no war tax. In fact, just the opposite. There was a war rebate, which started the huge deficits we're seeing now. Whereas health care, on the other hand, will be paid for. That's what the yelling is all about. If you don't have insurance, you'll have to buy it or pay a fine unless you're impoverished. And the Medicare tax on rich people goes up. It amounts to a big boost in the income tax, doesn't it? But to get back to the karma of the whole situation, remember, we got a tax cut for the Iraq War, a war that is on track to cost at least three times what health care reform does, which means that if you look at the big picture, we're getting off easy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.